Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第二十章第十七节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 17.
我们的经文应该是在二十八节开始，不过我让我先从十七节跟十八节念了之后，我才跳到第二十八节。
Our text will actually begin from verse 28, but let me first read from verses 17 and 18 before we jump over to verse 28.
使徒行传第二十章第十七节说，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，要请教会的长老来。他们来了，保罗就说，你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何。我们跳到第二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖逆的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。我未贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常共济我和同人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，吃比受更为有福。保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴，叫他们最伤心的就是他说，以后我不再见我的面的那一句话。至于，于是送他上船去了。
Acts chapter 20 verse 17. Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia. Let's jump to verse 28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful, most of all because of the words he had spoken, that they would not see his face again, and they accompanied him to the ship.
这段圣经告诉我们，保罗要离开回去耶路撒冷，那么他在回去之前，他叫他们请教会的长老来。
This passage tells us that before Paul departed from Jerusalem, he sent for the elders of the church.
什么叫做长老？
What are elders?
长老做什么？
What do elders do?
那么谁来安立这个长老？
Who appoints elders?
所以在这边他叫了那些长老来，这十七节，但是在第二十八节他就说圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
And in verse 17 he called the elders of the church. Verse 28 says that these elders were made by the Holy Spirit as overseers.
什么叫做监督？
What are overseers?
就好像一些孩子他有监督人或者监护人。
Just like children might have guardians.
所以这个监督的是就是一个人能够有管理，有权柄来管理治理这个地方。
So an overseer would have authority to rule over a certain thing or place.
所以保罗叫了那些 教会的长老来称他们为监督。
And Paul called the elders of the church to him and addressed them as overseers.
然后他说，你们必须要牧养神的教会。
And he told them to care for the church of God.
所以在这里你看到这边牧养神的教会，这个 care 是保护，但是如果你看 NIV 或者这个 New American Standard， 它都是用 shepherd， 就是牧养的意思。
And it is translated to care for the church of God, but in NIV and NASB, it is also translated as to shepherd the church of God.
所以我们要问大家，这个长老是做什么的？
So we want to ask all of you, what do elders do?
我们很少在教会提起这个长老这个名字。
Very seldom do we mention about elders in the church.
但是长老这个字就在圣经里面。
But the word elders is found in the Bible.
所以长老其实基本上是一些比较年长的人。
Of course, the word elder means those who are more advanced in age.
但是不一定是最老的人。
But it might not be the oldest.
意思说是成熟的人。
It refers to matured men.
而且呢，他称这些长老为监督。
And Paul addressed these elders as overseers.
那么这监督，这个长老有时候被形容是军事的带领的人。
And sometimes overseers are described as the military commanders.
或者有时候是指那些管理会众的人。
Or it could refer to those who are ruling over a congregation.
或者有时候可以管理是一个这个圣殿里面的一个管理人。
Or it can be those who are in charge of managing things in the temple.
所以在这边有三个名称都是相似的，就是长老、监督跟牧者，都是同样的意思。
And there are three words here that could be used interchangeably, which would be elder, shepherd, and overseer.
很多人认为牧师的做的工作呢，就是牧养。牧养很多时候的人家想到就是要做好好先生，很温柔，很慈爱，很慈祥，不可以严肃，不可以严厉。
And very often people think of a pastor as a shepherd, and a shepherd ought to be gentle and meek, and he must not be harsh, and he must always be a good Mr. Nice guy.
但是你不要忘记诗篇二十三篇里面说到。
But do not forget that in Psalm 23 it reads.
他说的，我经过死荫幽谷也不怕遭害，因为你的杖、你的竿也安慰我。
I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, and I am not afraid because your rod and your staff they comfort me.
但是你要知道杖是做什么用？杖是打的用。杆是指来指引。
But you must understand what is the meaning of the rod and the staff. The rod is used to hit, while the staff is used to guide.
或许大家，我要大家翻开这段圣经，看得更加清楚。你看这个使徒这个启示录。
And I would like to invite you to turn to the book of Revelation so that it will be even clearer.
启示录第二章第二十七节。
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 27.
在圣经里面三次提到牧师、牧者的这个作用。
And in the Bible, there are three instances of the word shepherd.
你看第启示录二章二十七节，他说：“我必用杖管辖他们。”
Revelation, chapter 2, verse 27. And he will rule them with a rod of iron.
你的圣经后面有没有小字啊？华文圣经。
And in the Chinese, there are some words in brackets.
Small little fine words. 他写到管辖原文做牧的意思，所以这个 rule 这个铁杖来管辖这个字呢，就是原文里面的牧养的意思。
And In the Chinese, the fine print actually says that the word rule in the original means to shepherd. So in other words, he will rule them can also be translated he will shepherd them.
所以一个牧者呢，也是不但是要喂养那个羊，不但要照顾那个羊，同时要管理、管辖、治理那个羊。
So a shepherd should care and feed the flock, but at the same time he must also manage and rule the flock.
特别这边就用铁杖来管辖他们。
And especially it is mentioned here that he will rule with a rod of iron.
所以你会发现呢，牧师这个字呢，很多人今天认为牧师就是很软绵绵的，其实牧者呢是一个带领，是一个领导的工作。
So today, many people think of a pastor as somebody who is very soft, but actually the pastor has the role to lead and to also shepherd and to rule.
所以在启示录12:5节还有19:15节都同样用这个词来代表管辖。
And you need not turn there, but another two instances from Revelation 12:5 and 19:15 uses the same word rule to translate the word that could also be translated shepherd.
所以长老你是监督，你也是牧者。
So the elder is the shepherd and is also the overseer.
所以长老是对犹太人通常都用长老来，他们就明白长老的意思。对希腊人。 这个监督他就明白监督的意思，但是对基督徒来讲呢，主耶稣说我是好牧者，所以这就清楚的知道这是主耶稣的比喻。
And to the Jew, they would understand very clearly the word elder. To a Greek, he would understand very clearly the word overseer. But to Christians, the Lord Jesus used the word shepherd to help us understand.
所以我们要很清楚，原来牧长这个长老的意思是什么
？So we must be clear about the meaning of the word elder.
很多在这边让我稍微讲一讲，有很多人说作为一个基督徒啊，我是基督徒，我不用参加教会。
And there are some people who say that I am a Christian, but I do not go to church.
但是这个是错误的，一个神的旨意呢，每一个基督徒都必须去教会。
And this is erroneous because it is God's will for every
Christian.
God did not leave us as orphans.
他自己选立他自己的长老或者他教导的人。
He chose and appointed his own elders or his own teachers.
但是在这里让我们讲一讲，有很多人说我家庭教会，我是属于这个世界性的教会，但是我不属于本地的教会。
And we want to spend a little bit of time talking about this because some people argue that I belong to the universal church and not to the local church.
但是圣经里面很多处圣经提保罗提到这个教会的时候都是有地方性的。
But in the Bible, whenever Paul mentioned about the church, very often he was referring to the local church.
就好像他讲到把哥林多的教会。
Like he talked about the church at Corinth,
加拉太的教会,
the churches in Galatia,
耶稣罗尼加的教会,
the church at Thessalonica, the church at Ephesus.
甚至在启示录，约翰也讲到说那边有7000不同的教会。
And even in the book of Revelation, John wrote about 7 churches in the place.
他说有以弗所的教会、史米纳的教会、别加摩的教会。
There is the church in Ephesus. That's the church at Smyrna.
然后还有这个推亚推拉的教会等等。And
there was the church at Thyatira, etc.
所以这些教会呢都是说有地方性，所以一个人信主之后呢，神没有撇下你在街边，他要你加进一个教会。So
these were churches with a locality, and this shows us that after we become Christians, God did not leave us as orphans in the street, but He actually wants us to join a church.
就好像神他那里有一个生命册，教会也有教会的名册。
And it's just like with God, there is a book of life, but in the church, there is also a membership role.
在哥林多也好，在这个提摩太的书信里面也好，提到那些寡妇的时候，他说在记在册上的寡妇。
And whether it's in the church at Corinth or the church at another place, when it's mentioned about widows, for example, it is talking about widows that are in the name list.
所以这边有一个名称，这个名称是记载谁是属于这个教会，谁不属于这个教会。
So there was a name list that actually indicates who belonged to this church and who doesn't.
而且呢，当我们讲到教会的纪律行动的时候呢，我们知道谁是属于教会的，谁不属于教会。
And when we talk about church discipline, we know who belongs to the church and who doesn't.
所以呢，这个如果一个人呢没有加进教会，那个圣经里面提到很多。关于彼此 one another 的经文就没有意义了。
So if somebody does not join the church of the local church, then all those passages in scripture that talks about one another becomes meaningless.
让我们来看第二十八节，二十八节就很清楚，他说圣灵立你们全群的建筑，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And Acts 20:28 is clear. Pay attention, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood.
所以你看到神是用血买回来的，所以我们教会是属于神的。
So the church was bought with God's own blood, therefore the church belongs to God.
而且呢，神圣灵立你们做全新的建筑，长老是谁来安立的？
And the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, so who appoints elders?
很多人说我们选举的。
Many people say, let's cast a vote.
不是选举，是圣灵选的。
No, it is not by popular vote.
神定的。
It is decided by God.
也不是教会来定。
Not by the church,
是神来定
but by God.
而且呢，你看到说，神教会是主的，这个长老也是神来定，而且呢，神要这个长老来做什么呢？牧养神的教会。
So we can see that the church belongs to God, and God has appointed overseers for the purpose of shepherding the flock.
所以有关长老的这个观念呢，基本上在这里就已经看到了，教会是神的，教会神是教会的主人。神为教会安立长老，神命令长老要牧养教会。
So we can see here that God is the owner of the church. God appoints the elders for the church, and God instructs the elders to shepherd the church.
所以在这里我们看到很清楚的，保罗在这里给我们很清楚看到，我们一个人信了主之后呢，我们不应该在外面，我们必须属于一个教会。教会的目的是要教导，要喂养羊群。
So Paul makes it very clear over here that after a person becomes a believer, he ought to join a local church because in the local church, God has appointed elders to shepherd the flock.
而且牧者呢必须要保护羊群。
And the shepherd must protect the flock.
所以在这里呢，我们给大家看到神的旨意对教会的心意是这样。
So we can see that this is the will of God for the church.
所以我们必须要清楚知道长老的职责是什么，我们对长老的要求是什么，他应该对我们做了有什么义务。
So we must know clearly what is the role of the elder and what should we expect of elders and what is our responsibility toward the elders.
所以刚才我们看到，我们问了一个问题。教会的长老是谁来选立的？
So we asked the question just now, who appoints elders in the church?
所以答案就是圣经里面自己告诉我们，是圣灵立他做全群的监督。
And the answer is found clearly in the Bible, the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
所以圣灵安立长老。
So the Holy Spirit appoints elders.
不是会众选出来的。
It's not by the vote cast by the congregation.
虽然保罗叫提摩太跟提多在各城设立长老。
Yes, indeed, Paul asked Titus and Timothy to appoint elders in different cities.
但是这个是按照圣灵所定下来的旨意，他来设立的。
But it is to appoint elders according to the Holy Spirit's will.
所以我们要问大家，我相信大家有同一个问题，像我们怎么知道圣灵立谁做长老呢？
And of course, I know the question in your heart would be, then how do we know which person has the Holy Spirit appointed?
所以我要告诉大家。
And I want to tell you this.
圣灵立那个人是长老，我们大家都可以看见。
If the Holy Spirit appoints that person as an elder, everybody will be able to see it.
特别是教会的领导。
Especially the leaders of the church.
因为作为一个领导，作为一个监督呢，在你或许大家打开提摩太前书看一看。
And maybe we ought to turn our Bibles to 1 Timothy to look at this.
这边提摩太前书三章一节到第七节就讲到这个做长老的资格。
1 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 7 tells us the qualifications of an elder.
让我们先看第一节，三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
他说，人若想要得建督，这个就是建督长老同一个意思，建督的职分，他就是谢幕上工。
Chapter 3 verse 1, 1 Timothy.The saying is trustworthy if anyone aspires to the office of overseer or elder, he desires a noble task.
羡慕上工，羡慕是什么意思？
What's the meaning of desiring a noble task?
羡慕的意思就是他要侍奉到一个程度呢，他什么都不想做，他只是要服侍教会，要服侍弟兄姐妹，要服侍神。
The desire here actually refers to when somebody serves God to the extent or serves the church to the extent that he desires nothing else but to serve God and the church.
这里就给我们一个很明显 的这个指示。
And there is a clear indication here.
如果在教会里面一个人完全没有服侍弟兄姐妹，他根本不可能被安立为长老。
If in the church there is a person who does not serve brothers and sisters at all, it is impossible for him to be appointed as an elder.
如果一个人说你有没有给我位份也好，我有没有这个名字也好，我都要服侍，你没有叫我长老也好，我要服侍，他已经在众人当中不断的服侍，大家都看到他很难服侍，这个已经圣灵在他身上已经动工了。
But on the other hand, if there is a man who does not bother about the title of elder and whether he has that title or not, he is already serving the church and brothers and sisters fervently. And with that kind of service, everybody will be able to see that this person qualifies as an elder.
他非常关心教会。
He cares for, he's concerned for the church.
他甚至自己拿他的假期来侍奉教会，甚至他可以牺牲很多个人的时间来服侍教会，他甚至为了教会放弃很多的东西，他已经给我们看出圣灵在他身上已经动工了。
He takes his personal leave from his work to serve the church. He uses his free time to serve the church. And he makes lots of sacrifices in order to serve the church. And through this kind of service, he will show to everybody that he is qualified.
那么同时呢，他也有刚才我们所读的提摩太三章一节这些的这个条件。
And if he also meets the requirements or qualifications of 1 Timothy 3,
就好像第二节说，做建筑的必须无可指责，做一个丈夫的丈，做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒，自是不打人，要温和等等。
And of course, that continues from verse 2. He must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, etc.
所以他已经符合这些条件，而且他很爱教会，到一个程度，他常常来教会，为教会牺牲很多自己个人的一切。
And if he already meets all these qualifications, and he often comes to church and makes lots of his personal sacrifices for the church.
那么教会也接受他的这个服事。
And the church as well accepts his service.
所以当我们看见的时候呢，我们是不是我们安立他做长老，是我们已经看到圣灵已经安立他，我们来肯定是的，这个是圣灵在我们身上的动作，他已经是长老。
So when we all are witnesses to this, we realize that we are not appointing this person, but the Holy Spirit has already appointed him, and we are only here to affirm or to confirm his the Holy Spirit's appointment.
所以长老不是由我们来安。
So elders are not established or appointed by us.
也不是我们来选的。
It's not for us to vote.
我们只是承认看见神已经选立了，我们承认，我们接受是主的意思是这样。
And we are only affirming that God's will is such.
所以他这里讲说，做你们是圣灵所安立选择的长老建筑呢， 你要牧养神的教会。
And therefore we see in Acts that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God.
所以当一个人信主的时候呢，他被得救之后呢，神没有撇下他做孤儿。
So when a person becomes a believer, God did not leave him as an orphan.
神把他招进教会，因为教会是主，神是他的主人。
God calls the believer into the local church because God is the owner of the church.
那么神在教会里面呢，就安立或者选择了长老。
And God appoints elders in the church.
长老、监督或者牧师。
Be it elders or overseers or pastors.
神命令长老要牧养这些人。
And God instructs the elders to shepherd the church.
所以这个是神的意思。
This is God's will.
这个是神的旨意。
And this is what God desires.
就好像在以弗所书四章十一节到十三十二节，我们大家很熟悉的经文。
And it's like what we are all very familiar with, Ephesians 4:11-12.
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有教师跟牧师，为什么呢？要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ.
所以牧师跟教师是同样跟使徒先知做同一个工作，是什么呢？就是要成全圣徒，就是要装备圣徒，要训练圣徒。
Pastors and teachers have the same role as apostles and prophets, that is to equip or to train the saints.
同时呢，长老呢，做长老要做众人的榜样。
And at the same time, elders must be examples to the flock.
好像彼得前书五章一节，他说：“我做这长老的吩咐你们，务要牧养在你们中间的羊群，然后呢，要做羊群的榜样。”
And 1 Peter 5:1, Peter wrote that I exhort the elders among you to shepherd the flock of God and to be examples to the flock.
所以你看到吗？这个是神的旨意。
So can you see that this is the God, this is the Lord's will?
这个是神的心意。
This is God's desire.
为什么呢？神当一个人得救之后呢，他要把他加入教会。
And this is so that when a person believes, God desires for him to join a local church.
然后这个教会呢，他已经选立了他的这个牧者长老来牧养他的羊群。
And in this local church, God has already appointed elders to care for the sheep.
然后要做他们的榜样。
And to be their example.
教他们怎么样生活。
To teach them how to live.
所以神没有让我们丢在外面，神要我们加入教会，而且受教导、受装备，而且要成为成熟的基督徒。
So God did not abandon us in the streets, but He wants us to join a local church to be equipped so that we might become mature Christians.
所以保罗叫了这个以弗所的教会的长老来。
So Paul called the elders of Ephesus.
所以他开始的时候他就告诉他们，他说：“你们知道我在你们中间始终为人如何。”第十八节说。
And after he called them, he said to them in verse 18 that you know how I lived among you.
所以在这里呢，他说他就给他们看到说他怎么样做好榜样。
So over here, Paul shows them his good example or his illustration.
所以这个第一点就是保罗，我们今天的内容的第一点就是保罗给长老们的典范。
And so this is the first point of our passage today. This is Paul's illustration for the elders.
所以他叫他们说，我在你们中间怎么样做人，你们知道，我服侍主是凡事谦卑，眼中流泪等等。
And he tells them that you know how I lived among you, serving with all humility, with tears, etc.
所以在他还没有指示他们怎么样做长老的时候，他说我给你们做了榜样，你们亲自自己看。
So before he instructed them how to serve as elders, he showed them his illustration of himself.
所以上个星期呢，我们给大家看到他怎么样做榜样呢？他真心诚意的来服侍主。
So what was Paul's illustration? We saw last week that he was serving the Lord heartily.
而且是全心全意的服侍教会。
And he was serving the church unreservedly.
而且不辞劳苦的服侍人群。
And he was serving the world inexhaustibly.
而且最后呢，他从一而终的 的忠于他的呼召。
And he was serving his calling single-mindedly.
因为上个星期我们已经讲了，所以今天我们不用讲得太过详细。
And we have went through this last week, so we will not go into the details.
你看到这些形容词是真心诚意、全心全力、不辞劳苦、一从一而终。
So all these adjectives, heartily, unreservedly, inexhaustibly, and single-mindedly.
这表示他牺牲，他全心全力把这个整个人献上去服侍主。
In other words, he offered himself, his whole, the whole of his being to serve God.
所以我对这个牧师、长老、执事的要求就是就圣上这圣经中，你必须要把整个生命献上，不然你不可以做这个工作。
And therefore, this is really the demand by the Bible on elders or shepherds or overseers. They must sacrifice everything for the church, otherwise they do not qualify.
所以保罗已经做了他的这个长老的典范。
So Paul has his own personal illustration for the elders.
接下来保罗就做长老的这个教导。
And next, Paul gave instructions to the elders.
啊，但是你说我不是长老，为什么要听这堂道？
And you might argue and say, I'm not an elder, so why should I listen to this sermon?
你为什么你要听？因为这个就是神给你的祝福。如果你不知道要对你的长老有什么要求，这个就是你的损失。
And actually, you still need to listen to all these things because this shows you God's gift for the church. And if you do not know what to look for in the elders, then you would have lost.
这个就是我们对长老的要求。
These are our requirements for the elder.
或者是长老的工作。
Or the work of an elder.
让我一个一个告诉你。
And let me go through them one by one.
第一个呢，你看第二十八节。
Firstly, let's look at verse 28.
我们再看他说，你当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。
Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock.
所以这里是想说你要小心，你要谨慎。
So we must pay careful attention.
这个谨慎什么？你要注意什么呢？
What are we to be attentive about?
这个提摩太四章十六节就告诉我们说，你要为自己和自己的教训来谨慎。
And First Timothy 4:16 tells us that we must be careful with our teaching.
所以保罗很清楚说，你要为自己，你教导什么，你必须要很清楚是圣经的教导，你不需要去教导众人。
So you must pay careful attention to what you teach. You must make sure that it is according to the Bible before you teach others.
因为在大户人家有经营，这个木器瓦器。
Because in the different there are different vessels of gold and silver, and some also of wood and clay.
但是神所重用的就是那个清洁、接近圣洁的瓦器。
But the vessel that God uses are the clean and pure
vessels. 所以我们要小心，我们要小心，不要犯罪。
So we must be careful not to sin.
常常自我警醒。
We must examine ourselves.
所以做长老做必须要谨慎他的教训，要谨慎他的行为。
So as elders, they must actually be careful about their teaching and their actions.
不但是他要为自己谨慎呢，他要为全群谨慎。
And not only to pay careful attention to himself, but also to the flock.
全群谨慎就是让我们知道，如果教会中有犯罪的事情，他必须要对付。
In other words, if there is sin in the church, it must be dealt with.
所以我们必须要在注意教会里面有没有保持圣洁。
So we must pay careful attention to the purity of the church.
不但是教会的圣洁，甚至教会的教导。
Not just the purity of the church, but the teaching of the church.
教导必须符合圣经。
The teaching must be according to scripture.
所以我们很注意圣经里面的教导，我们的神学必须要根据圣经。
Therefore, we pay careful attention to the teaching of the Bible and also to our theology. It must be according to the Bible.
保罗就告诉我们这个严重性。
And Paul shows us how serious this might be.
加拉太说，如果一个人传福音与我们所传的不同，他就被应当被受咒诅。
In the book of Galatians, it says that if there is a person who preaches a different gospel from what you heard from us, this person must be accursed.
所以我们必须要谨慎自己的教导是符合圣经。
So we must be careful that our teaching is according to the Bible.
第二呢，我们必须要牧养神的教会。
Secondly, we must be shepherding the flock.
牧养神的教会，这个牧养这两个当然是一个比喻。
And of course, the shepherd is actually is a illustration.
主耶稣说，我们是他的羊。
Jesus said that we are his sheep.
那么牧师就是神的牧者。
And therefore, the pastor is God's shepherd.
来牧养神的羊。
Is to shepherd his sheep.
这个是比喻。
This is just an illustration.
不然的话，我们每天早上我要带很多草来给你们吃。
Otherwise, every morning I must bring you lots of grass for you to eat.
当然，这个是比喻，意思说神比喻说你要牧养我的羊，你们不是羊，你们是神的子民。所以我们来牧养的时候是指供应神的这个神的话语教导我们。
Of course, this is just an analogy that you are the sheep of God and we are here to feed you. So we have to teach you the word of God.
记得主耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗？
Remember Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
啊，彼得说我爱。
And Peter said, I love.
三次神主耶稣说喂养我的羊。
And three times Jesus commanded Peter to feed my sheep.
有两次呢，有一次甚至三次当中的一次，他是用牧养这个字。
And out of the three times, once Jesus said shepherd.
但是有两次是用喂养这个字。
And twice he said feed.
所以这个喂养的意思就是给他们食物吃。所以牧养神的羊最重要的是要给他们有吃的饱。
And to feed means that to give them food. So one very important aspect of shepherding the flock is to ensure that they are fed well.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们信了主之后，我们必须加进教会。教会的牧者呢，必须要喂养，要教导神的话，让你们能够成长，不被这个异教之风吹来吹去。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, after a person believes in the Lord, he should actually join a local church where the pastor teaches them the word of God properly so that they will be equipped and not be tossed and turned by every wind of doctrine.
所以我们能够在信仰上面站立得住。
So that we might be firm in our faith.
所以不但是在这个牧养神的教会这方面，所以我们要求什么呢？要求牧师能够牧养我们。
So our demands of the pastor must be one who is able to shepherd the flock.
今天很多人要求牧师不是要他牧养。
Today many people demands of a pastor not that he shepherd.
他要牧师来 entertain, 要来这个娱乐他们。
And they demand that the pastor entertain them.
结果教会呢，你来的时候呢，你要听很多的笑话，出去的时候哇笑得很好，好像这个我不应该再讲下去了。那个笑面佛的。
And people come to church hoping to be entertained and they want to laugh and many many jokes.
但是圣经要我们说，神的要教导你神的话，不是要使你开心。
But the Bible tells us that the pastor must be teaching you the word of God and not to entertain you.
不是使你娱乐。
And it's not to make you happy.
不是使你能够做更好的成功商人。
And it's not to make you a more successful businessman.
只要你明白神的旨意，他对你的要求是什么。
But to have you understand God's will and what he demands of you.
不但是要教导你，而且要辅导你。
Not just to teach you, but also to counsel you.
你看第二十九节，我们从二十九读到三十一节。
Look at verse 29 to 31.
他说：“我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒去跟从他们。所以你们当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。”
Verse 29, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears.
所以你看劝诫这两个字。
And look at the word admonish.
劝诫这两个字的意思是指辅导的意思。
And the word admonish means to counsel.
啊，或者是做警告的意思。
Or warning.
所以你看，保罗不但在讲台上公开的讲，在个人私底下一个一个的劝。
So Paul did not just spoke about all these things from the pulpit, but he also personally advised each and every one of us.
为什么我们做个人的辅导呢?
Why do we do personal counseling?
因为我们的个人的试探完全不一样。
Because everyone faces a different type of temptation.
有些人很容易被世界引诱。
Some people are very drawn away by the world.
有些人看钱看得很重。
Some people actually view money.
有些人看的他的成功、他的名誉、他的地位看得很重。
Whereas others focus on their status or on their success.
有些人却是很喜欢讲人的坏话。
And there are others who enjoy gossiping.
有些人呢心里常常苦读。
There are others who have malice in their heart.
有些人的问题是他们没有自足、没有满足的心。
And there are others who face the problem of discontentment.
有些人的问题是他们没有自制。
Some are not able to practice self-control.
所以我们这样每一个人的辅导都不一样。
So we counsel each and everyone differently.
而且你没有注意到这边的辅导呢？保罗说他三年之久，哇，他花很长的时间做这件事情。
And indeed, Paul even spent long time doing that. He said that for 3 years.
而且还不住的流泪。
And it was with tears.
所以是很个人的。
So it's very personal.
所以你看到这边他说，你们中间必有人起来说谬的话。
And look at this, it's among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things.
你看背面话, twisted 就是不是正的, 是歪歪斜斜的。
Twisted means that it is not straight.
而且呢, 他讲到这里, 他要引诱门徒,
to draw away the disciples.
就是要把一个人从一个他的教会里面带出去, 跟随他们。
It means to lead the disciples from the local church away to follow them.
所以我们要警告他。
Therefore, we need to warn them.
所以你看到牧者的工作是什么呢? 他必须要为教会,谨慎教会的意思就是要保护教会, 而且呢,要牧养教会, 而且要警告每一个人。
So, the work of an elder or shepherd must be to guard himself and the flock, to be shepherding the flock and to be counseling the flock.
再来呢? 第四点呢，就是为教会祷告。
And fourthly, he must be praying for the church.
你看第32节。
Look at verse 32.
如今我把你们交托神。
And now I commend you to God.
交托神就是把你们放在神的面前。
To commend you to God means to place you before God.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道牧师的工作不容易做。
Brothers and sisters, you must understand that the work of a pastor is difficult.
其实我讲错了，不是不容易做。
Actually, I was wrong. It's not difficult.
是不可能解。
It's impossible.
为什么呢? 牧师做的工作，你能够使骨头复活吗?
And why is it impossible? Imagine making a skeleton turn alive.
以西结书，神对以西结说，你能看到这边有一些骨头吗？你能够使骨头复活吗？
And in the book of Ezekiel, God told the prophet Ezekiel, look at this pile of bones. Can you give life to bones?
我们不可能使骨头复活的。
We cannot give life to bones.
只有神能够。
Only God can.
我们只是做神的仆人，把神的话讲清楚。 神使人复活是神的事情。
We are only God's slaves and messengers to commit convey His message clearly. Only God can give life to bones.
所以保罗说这件事情，谁能担当这样的志士呢？
And therefore Paul said, "Who is sufficient for this thing?"
根本没有人能可以做。
No one.
所以我们做牧者的，不断的劝，不断的讲，但是信的人很少，信复活的人很少。
Therefore, as pastors, we keep saying and we keep speaking, but those who believe are few, and those who are resurrected are few.
但是真正做工的是神，不是我们。
But the one who is truly at work is God and not us.
记得保罗说，我栽种阿波罗浇灌，只有神叫他生长。
And remember that Paul wrote, I planted Apollos watered, but it is God that gives the growth.
所以很重要的是，我们讲讲讲讲完之后，我们要为他祷告。实际上，只有神能够做成这些事情，我们根本没有办法。
So after we speak and we speak and we speak, at the end we can only pray that God works in this person, and we cannot do this work.
所以彼得在使徒行传6章4节说，我们要以专心祈祷和传道为事。
And therefore, Peter said in Acts 6:4 that we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
所以他不但是为他们祷告，而且呢，他第五呢，他还专心教导他们神的话。
And not only to be praying for the flock, But the pastor or shepherd must also be focusing on teaching the word.
很简单，因为他把他们交托放在神面前，他也把他交托在神的话语、恩惠的道上。
Not only did he command or commit them to God, but also to the word of his grace.
因为神的话必然有力量。
Because God's word is powerful.
他必须要把他们。如果他要把他们交托在神的话，他就必须清楚地教导神的话。
Before the shepherd can command the people to the word of God, he must clearly teach them the word of God.
在这里，我要你回去看一段经文。
And I want you to return to another passage.
就是第二十五节。
That is verse 25.
第二十六节，我们看第使徒行传二十章二十六节，他说：“所以今日我向你们。”证明你们中间无论人任何人死亡罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意我并没有一样必委不传给你们。
Verse 26 of chapter 20. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
这件圣经告诉我们什么？
What does this passage tell us?
这些圣经至少给我一个希望。
This passage gives me one hope.
啊，至少圣经，你看到说，神的旨意我并没有一样必委不传给你们。
I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
神的旨意是指什么
？What is the whole counsel of God?
显然保罗不是说你们每一个人神在你身上的旨意，保罗都知道就告诉你，不是。而且他能够传的前辈，可见这个传的前辈是指神的话。
Obviously, Paul could not be referring to him going around prophesying to each and every one individually about God's will in their lives. But if he can actually declare the whole counsel of God, it must be referring to the Bible.
所以当保罗把神的话讲得清楚明白之后，讲得完整之后呢，他说罪在你身上。
And after Paul declared the whole counsel of God,And teach the whole word of God, he says, your blood is on your own hands.
你信不信，你行不行，你要不要遵从，是你跟神的关系。
Whether you believe or not, whether you obey or not, it is between you and God.
保罗说，我全部都告诉你了，现在是你自己向神负责。
Paul says, I have already told you all about it, now you give an account to God.
所以我们就是也作为牧师也是一样，不断的讲不断的讲，要把圣经讲得完整全备之后呢，你要自己向神交代。
So as shepherds and as pastors, we keep speaking and speaking and teaching, and after we declare the whole counsel of God, you are accountable to God on your own.
所以呢，你不但是要专心的来教导神的话，第六就是讲到我们要为教会舍己。
And not only are we to be focusing on teaching the word, but the sixth point is that we must be sacrificing for the flock.
你看第三十三节。
Look at verse 33.
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供祭。常供祭给我和同人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。凡事都给你们做了榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又纪念主耶稣的话，吃比受更为有福。
Verse 33, I coveted no one silver or gold or apparel. You yourself know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus.How he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以这里你看到吗？保罗很清楚，我们要为教会舍己。
So Paul is very clear that we are to make sacrifices for the church.
因为教会是属于神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
而且呢，我们长老执事教会的领导呢，不可以在钱财上面有软弱。
And indeed, the church belongs to God.And especially the leaders, they cannot be found to have to be weak when it comes to finances.
我们宁可花多一点钱，要你来请你吃饭，要你信主，多过我要你拿你的钱。
And we would rather pay for your meals as we share the gospel with you, so that you might believe in the Lord rather than to collect money from you.
所以我们要在这个钱财上面要很清洁。
So we must be clean when it comes to money.
你看到教会里面呢，很多假先知呢，跟钱财都有关系。
And you will see that in the church, there are many false teachers. They are closely related to money.
而且我们不要放这个严重的错误。当主耶稣说，他们把这个假先知把金钱当为得利的门路。
And we must guard ourselves against committing this mistake because.The Bible says that many false teachers suppose that godliness is a means of gain.
所以我不赞成，也不希望看到人来教会做生意。
Therefore, I do not permit and I hope not to see that people come to church to conduct their business.
我们来教会要付出，而不是要得到。
When we come to church, it is to give and not to gain.
最后呢，我们看到。保罗要求长老执事呢，要扶持软弱的人。
And finally, Paul instructed the elders to be working for the weak.
他说，扶助软弱的人要纪念主耶稣的话，是比受更为有福。
And verse 35, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以我们对长老、对牧师有什么要求呢？
So what are the demands that we should have on the elders?
我们要求他们保护我们。
Pastor, we must ask them to guard us.
要他们牧养我们。
We must ask them to shepherd us.
要他们辅导我们。
We must demand that they counsel us.
要他们为我们祷告。
That they pray for us.
要他们能够专心的教导我们。
That they focus on teaching us.
要他们有这个付出的精神。
That they will have a spirit of sacrifice.
然后呢，要他们帮助软弱的人。
And that they will be working for the weak.
所以你就知道，对于长老、建筑、牧师，这个是你们应该有的要求，因为这是圣经的话。
So these are the demands that you ought to have on the elders and the pastors, because this is the word of God.
所以这段圣经告诉我们什么呢？保罗告诉我们，他说我做了一个长老的榜样典范给你们看。
And so this passage was Paul's illustration or example for the elders.
然后呢，保罗告诉他们，你们做长老要做什么
？And then Paul instructs them what they should do as elders.
最后呢，保罗为他们祷告。
Finally, Paul interceded for them.
所以我们继续看第36-38节。
Verse 36-38。
保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告，众人就痛哭，抱住保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。最伤心的呢，就是保罗说他不再见他那句话，于是就送他上船去了。
And when he had said these things, verse 36, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship.
所以今天我们要你看到神对教会的心意。
So we want you to know God's plan for the church.
一个人信主之后，神没有撇下我们成为孤儿放在街边。
After a person believes in the Lord, God did not abandon us as orphans on the streets.
神要我们放在教会里面，委身于一个地方的教会。
God wants to put us in a church, and God wants us to be committed to a local church.
神的目的是要保护我们。
God's desire is to protect us.
是要喂养我们。
Is to feed us.
是要辅导我们。
Is to counsel us.
是要装备我们
to equip us.
所以这些都是神的旨意，你如果不加进教会呢，你就没有享受到神的祝福。
And this is God's plan. And if you do not join a local church, you do not enjoy God's blessing.
当然还有其他的，比如说你必须要应用你个人的这个神给你的恩赐。
Of course there are others, such as you must use God's gift for you.
要彼此相爱，让众人知道这个是神的教会。
You must love one another so that people will see that this is the church of God.
当然还有很多教训。
And lots of other teachings.
但是今天我们要让你看到这是神的旨意，你必须委身在一个教会。
But today we hope that you will see that this is God's plan and God's will that you be committed to a local church.
神给这个教会有牧师、有长老、有建筑要来看保护你。
Because God has given the church apostles, prophets, teachers, and pastors to protect you.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
你看希伯来书13:17，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他为你的灵魂时刻警醒，好像将来要交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若有忧愁，就与你无益了。
Hebrews 13:17, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
所以弟兄姐妹，不是我要你顺服，是神要你顺服。
So brothers and sisters, I do not ask you to submit, it is God.
他说要依从那些引导你的人，要顺服。
Obey your leaders and submit to them.
另外，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节也是这么讲，他说：“你们，我劝你们要敬重在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们的、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工要用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此的和睦。”
And so it is in 1 Thessalonians 5:12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves.
你看到中这里很清楚，长老牧师要什么？要治理，要劝诫，要劳苦。
So you can see that the elders and the pastors are over you and they are laboring over among you and admonishing you.
所以你们要敬重他，要格外的尊重他们。
Therefore you are to respect them and to esteem them very highly.
这个就是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for Paul's illustration to the elders. And we ask that you will help us, that we too might be examples in our lives for the flock. And we thank you for Paul's instruction to the elders. We ask that, Lord, you will help us as believers to have the right expectations on our leaders, and as leaders to do the work rightly as instructed by Paul. And we thank you that Paul has prayed and he interceded for the elders. And indeed, Lord, we know that even right now, our Lord Jesus is interceding for us. Help us, therefore, that we might obey your word and that we will do what is stated in your word. In Jesus' name, Amen.